Afternoons with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it!
With the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports. The Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com.
Afternoon Delight.
How about hour number four on a Tuesday? Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling headed back from Big 12 Media Days. He'll be at the Tom Herman meet and greet tomorrow. He and Brad, of course, will bring you the middays like they have the last couple, 10 to 1 tomorrow. Our man Brian Fitzgerald producing for us today. Charles Amenihue, one of our summer interns, has been here working hard today as well. 46 days away from Texas and Maryland. And we've hit all the guys except Bucky. We're going to grab Bucky here in just a second. But all five of the guys that were up there for us covering Big 12 Media Days, and we wanted to kind of get all their thoughts. So we've had different thoughts on the interviews they got to do. Trey and Brad got to interview Chris Del Conte. One of our female listeners has texted in regarding, I think it was regarding my comments of Chris Del Conte. He says, he's the man, such a nice guy as well. Glad he is supporting our players, off of the Lil Jordan Humphrey story. This says, seriously, met him at a function when he got first hired. Pretty sure he introduced himself to every single person there, because he even talked to me. Definitely don't miss Patterson. Looks like he's doing a great job.
It's polar opposite, too. It's exactly what Texas needed and what they got, and probably needed for a little while. I mean, I think DeLoss did a hell of a job, but it was time. It was time to get someone like him in here.
I think you can have, of those two jobs, AD and head football coach, I think if you're good enough, you could be a slightly standoffish coach and still pull it off at Texas. I don't think you can be that guy as the AD.
Probably not. No. If Saban would have come here and been Saban and won, we'd be fine with him.
Right. But that AD job is different, right? I mean, DeLoss had a special something about him. You got to have people skills.
Yeah.
You got to actually like interacting with people. And from day one with Patterson, that is not the impression that he gave.
Not the one I got.
But Del Conte absolutely did. The fact that I'm listening to Rod today doing his show, and Rod mentions that Del Conte was walking by, and Chris Del Conte walks by and gives him some dap. The idea that he would just that little detail.
Yeah, right. Because
deep down he knows Rod might say that out loud, and I might hear it, but more importantly, all the fans heard it.
Yep.
At the same time. So that part is really important. All right, so we'll try to grab Bucky here in just a second. Bucky, if you're out there, apparently we're getting your
I'm texting him right now.
Your voicemail. Come on, Buck. Where are you? Now, sometimes Bucky will listen to the show and call us.
Right.
This is the irony that we're trying to call him.
He was the last guy I was worried about.
He told me. No, I talked to him. I directly spoke with him earlier because, you know, I'm old school enough. I'd rather talk to somebody voice to voice than send him a text. So I thought, I'm going to call Bucky, because I sent him a text, but he didn't immediately respond. Bucky's not super, super technological, which I respect. So I called him up and, you know, double checked it. So I thought we were good. But, well, he may have something going on out there on the Ponderosa, but
maybe asleep.
Could be that. Could just be as simple as
got back early.
we called after dinner time, because I said, hey, why don't we do 6 o'clock instead of 5? Because then we'll give you time to get home and get settled. Maybe we gave him too much time. Maybe he got really settled.
We should have hit him at 3.
When he got back, yeah. All right, so Big 12 Media Days, day 2. Brian will try to grab Bucky, and we'll hopefully get him here in a second. But Big 12 Media Days, day 2. What do you need to know? Tom Herman has said the decision on who will call offensive plays has not been made. Says as of today, there's no immediate rush to make that decision. But he says as of right now, it hasn't been made. And Kevin, I agree with this discussion that I think there's some progress there. I guess in a way there's progress there in terms of it. If he was going to hang everything on Tim Beck, he wouldn't have answered that way.
No, that's kind of what Charlie would have done with Sean Watson.
Right.
Where he's like, no, he's our guy. And then you get into the Notre Dame game, and just from game one, you're already re-piecing stuff. And you feel like you're behind, even though it's not a first-year staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The timing would be weird. Rod Babers has made the point. If you start with Tim Beck and you end up with Tom Herman calling plays, or maybe even Herb Hand calling plays, something has gone wrong at that point. You're not going to beat... You know, you're going to beat USC by 14, and then the next week at the press conference say, you know what? I'm going to call plays now. That's not going to happen.
No. If you beat them 14-7, though, I want to see what that 14 looks like.
Oh, man, I'd be thrilled as a Texas fan if you beat USC something to 7.
Man, I don't think that. Yeah, you're right.
I'd like that attitude.
Like more 38-7. But no, I think that's a fair point, and that's something that you have to look at, that if we do get to that point, then obviously something went wrong, and we can play the whole game that we did with Charlie and Sean Watson. Why aren't you more proactive? I don't know if it's as obvious as Sean Watson not working out heading into year two.
Right.
But it needs to be different than last year.
It definitely does.
Personnel plays into that a little bit, and that's where he's got a little cushion right now.
I'm with you. I'm not sure if it's to that level, but he definitely needs to be better. In fact, one of our listeners texted the other day, I double-checked the box score, because you look at that bowl game score, I think it was 33-16, it could lead you to believe one thing if you didn't actually watch the game, but they were right. Texas had less than 300 total yards in that game. So with everything, I mean, that was about an incredible punter in Dixon, and the defense stepping up.
And the offense came out with some scripted stuff early and misdirection that was pretty good and creative that gave them a little bit of a cushion offensively. But you're right. In total, no. I mean, as that game went on, they were not gaining the yards that usually you would think you'd have to beat a Drew Lock bowl team.
Yeah, I'd forgotten it was that low. I'd forgotten that it was sub 300. I'm going to leave him an on-air voicemail.
I like where your mind's going. I like where your mind's going.
Yeah, trying to grab Bucky Godbolt here, talk a little college football. And here's a question I haven't. Is Bucky going to be over at the Tom Herman meet and greet tomorrow?
He was threatening that he may not go, but he's got to go. We're taking our team picture. He's a team guy. And plus, that's a fun event. I enjoy that. I mean, they'll bring in a Ricky Heisman and stuff like that. It's you get a lot of meet and greet with not only, you know, Tom Herman, but some of the people that we deal with. So for me, it's fun.
You know what they should bring?
But I also have to be there. We're doing the show.
That's true. In addition to, I would hope, I mean, bringing one of the Heismans is always a cool idea.
That was fun last year. Watching Trey was the most fun thing.
But the other thing they need to do is maybe grab some of those other awards in addition to the Heisman. Like show, you know, these fans that are showing up for the meet and greet, some of our partners or
whatever.
We've
got some Thorpes.
Right. Show them what the Thorpe looks like. You can certainly do that. You can find a Thorpe.
You can spare one.
But I think, like, go back and if somebody's won, which one is the block of granite? Is that the
Nagurski
or Lombardi?
Lombardi or one of those.
I love that trophy. Mm-hmm. It's that weird just cut block of granite.
Oh, Colt and Vince alone for a couple years there, the 9 quarterback trophies or offensive trophies. The Davey O'Brien.
The Walter Camp. Colt is one of the few quarterbacks ever that have won back-to-back Walter Camp awards.
You are a sick man to know that.
When he won that second one.
You are a sick man.
Well, it was just one of those where I went, wait a minute, what did he just say? And it's one of the, it's a rarity.
Do you keep up with the Walter Camp Award winners?
No, I just kept up with that one.
Okay.
That one thing. Colt, if you're out there, that's just a salute to you, brother.
That is.
Salute to you, and hope that third kid's doing well.
Yeah.
Got three of them now.
And I hope your Redskins have a good year. Chad?
Not so much.
You need to stop
not
with
so
the kid?
Much. Hope he stays healthy.
Actually, you hope he plays. No, not against your Cowboys. You don't feel good about when he's starting against your
Cowboys. I've actually been glad not to have Colt in the last few years to deal with, because his accuracy, I think, would have helped them at times. Who's the Redskins guy now, though? Now it's Alex Smith,
yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. I guess I'd rather have Colt than Smith.
But we'll see.
I don't know.
See what Alex looks like there.
I kind of like Colt on the sideline, not accurately throwing the ball to any other Redskin.
I liked Alex with Andy Reid.
Yeah, we'll see how much of that it was. And also on the other side, we'll see. I heard Cliff Kingsbury talking about this yesterday. What Patrick Mahomes is being set up for could be absolutely amazing in Kansas City. The weapons around that guy are going to be, we all have to, I mean, there have been some bad situations for young quarterbacks, but year two, Andy Reid, adding Hopkins, all the stuff that they've got going on.
God, I keep on forgetting about Hopkins.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry, Watkins.
Watkins.
I said Hopkins.
Not Watkins.
That's you.
Hopkins is still in Houston.
Sammy Watkins
went there, and that's a good signing.
Both went to Clemson, right?
Look at you.
I mixed up my Clemson guys.
You did.
My bad.
And I think I did, too. That could be good. Who do they still have in the backfield, second-year kid?
They've got the
third-year kid, 27.
Yeah. Right, yeah, the rookie that went crazy on for last year. They've still got Charkandrick West.
Yeah.
They've still got Tyreek Hill.
They
got what, Kelsey at tight end.
Yeah, no, they're loaded. It's a good spot to drop him off in year number two.
Hunt is his last name. Victor Hunt?
No.
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, yes.
Lamar Hunt's the original guy. Kareem Hunt, I believe it is.
Dennis Hunt.
No, he does not have a brother named Mike. All right. We tried to get Bucky Godbolt on this segment.
What's going on?
It's not worked out well. If you know Bucky, don't go wake him up. It's probably just that he's...
Wake him up.
Probably that he's
sleeping.
Wake
him up.
Anything we need to look for tonight in the All-Star game? I mean, I'm assuming the American League is favored here with that lineup.
I would think so. And also, really, kind of what they can do, their first three pitchers may be nastier. I mean, all the pitchers are going to be nasty. But when you're throwing Severino and Snell is your third guy.
So from Sale to Severino to Snell, they still have...
And they still got arms.
They can still. Is Garrett Cole? No, it wasn't Garrett Cole. It's Charlie Morton's there. If they need him.
Garrett Cole's there.
And Cole is there as well. Okay. It's Verlander that's
Verlander's not going to pitch.
Right.
Their lineup is as good an all-star lineup as I've ever seen.
Altuve bats second.
You've got Trout. I mean, you've got a guy.
Leading to Trout.
You've got a guy in Jose Ramirez who's hitting fifth who could be with his numbers. Jose Ramirez, if you've not looked at him the last couple of years, I think people after last year kind of wondered if he had maxed his ceiling out a little bit and if there was going to be a little regression. He worked his ass off in the offseason. And really, one of those things where he had a bang-up year but used the motivation of people don't think I'm going to follow this year and is in good shape, stolen 20 bags, hitting 25 bombs, hitting around 300, playing a pretty good third base. He's hitting fifth for them. That guy could be a third hitter in a lot of all-star lineups and you're okay.
The other cool thing about this game, you know, depending on your perspective on it, if you want to see a 10-8 game, it's probably not your kind of baseball. But because every pitcher gets to, and our guest earlier, Tyler Maughan of MILB.com pointed this out, because every pitcher pitches short time and they can really pull back and gas it up, you get like their max against these incredible batters.
Right.
So I love those matchups when it just works out to where, you know, a Mike Trout is facing some Zach Greinke quality guy, and you know Greinke can absolutely just rear back and go. That's awesome.
But once again, I'll get back to the fun part of this. Baseball's serious enough. There's a lot of fun in it if you really watch it. But especially for these 2 days, let anything go. Let's not get anal.
What do you mean let anything go?
I texted earlier say, it's the first time I heard KD say that. I thought he was all in anal. Hey, how dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
For the most part, let it go. And when I say let it go last night, obviously it's about just having fun, right?
Right.
Tonight, just go out there, play everything on the table. I forgot what my original point was on that. Get back to what we were talking about.
When you say let it go, do you mean if I can velo up to 100, I do that? Or are you saying for like umpires to let it go or managers to let it go?
Definitely managers, but really everything. I mean, let's not get caught on little things about whether who wins this game or not. And we're over that, obviously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And last night, I saw a lot of people getting on Harper's dad, and that if he wasn't waiting long enough, it's like, come on. Like, there's going to be enough serious stuff in this sport. Let's make these 2 days just have fun, and that's what tonight should be about.
By the way, do you want to arm wrestle Bryce Harper's dad anytime soon?
Jeez,
do you see that right arm on him?
Right arm? His left arm was just as big.
Oh, my God. I mean, that dude is jacked.
Yeah, he looked... I thought you were going to come in and go, oh, you didn't know Bryce Harper's dad is... Monster Hercules in the WWE.
You didn't know he was in the Road Warriors back in the day?
Right.
No. As far as I know, he's not a pro wrestler, but wow.
He had a wrestler look, did he not?
He's a big dude, man. Somebody sent a text in. It says, back to football, is UT's O-line ready? Seems like the biggest barrier to consistent offense, not the play caller. Well, the play call is still going to be important, but you're right. They've got to have that offensive line be better.
Yeah, we mentioned that a bunch last year when it's easy to just go, well, let's string up Tim Beck and okay, I haven't been happy with Beck's stuff, but let's break down this dish and why it sucks so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all lack of acidity or something like that. There's a lot of ingredients in there that were not good to begin with.
And when we talked the other day about receivers and how they're not being utilized, you could tie that back into the offensive line if you really want to.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, you can tie anything back into the offensive line.
Because last year at the spring game, I watched Sam Ehlinger run for his life and fight for his life behind, and he was running against the twos at that point. He was behind the two offensive line, and I thought, oh my God.
Yeah, and then we get, in recruiting, well, we got to get a back who can just make people miss like it's going out of style. I want Barry Sanders in a phone booth. Well, I do too, and we'll see what Ingram is, but we can't always be counting on someone to, at that point, you have to go back the run game to the offensive line.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the running backs, you go back to the offensive line. The quarterback's the offensive line. The receiver's the offensive line.
That's why when a fan walks up to me and wants to talk.
And you get on them too.
Right. You get on
those position groups too.
Every one of them. But when a fan walks up to me and starts talking about their football team, if I don't know anything about them, I always ask the same first question.
How's your line?
Can you block and tackle?
Mm-hmm.
Can you push folks around and can you tackle people? That's the number one thing I always look for. My confidence as a fan comes from that. Can I block and tackle?
I agree. And if you look at what Alabama's been able to do, they've been able to do both those things,
which is why
they've had the best dynasty in modern day. I mean, it's that thing's a machine, and those are the things that they're never going to miss out on. And that's also where Kansas State comes into play for me, because Kansas State does return a lot of offensive linemen. You and I have talked to multiple people in Big 12 circles that know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They say, yeah, they return some guys, but not as...
Maybe not the best in the conference.
Yeah, maybe not,
right.
Maybe not OU.
I'll tell you a team that over our lifetime, and they didn't used to block and tackle like they do now, but boy, are they good at it, is Clemson. That's what Dabo has done at Clemson, maybe better than anything else.
Oh, they couldn't do that growing up.
That dude has got some serious meat and potatoes. We know the defense is great this year, but go watch how Clemson blocks on offense, man. They block very well.
Yeah, and then go ahead and watch the NFL draft this next year, and when you hear three of their defensive linemen called in the first round,
yeah,
it gets back to you got to build both those lines.
They're incredible, man. Cleland Farrell. There's a lot of guys that I'm a little nervous about coming to College Station in that second game of the year. But Cleland Farrell, Bryant, I mean, you name any of those guys across the front. That worries me.
Yeah, no, I worry for – are you guys playing them at home?
Yeah.
You got white pants on for that?
I don't know, because it's us. So who knows what we wear?
I worry about any team offensive lineman with white pants playing them.
I think you're going to be showing blood and other things.
I wouldn't go in blood. You're a sicko.
You weren't even thinking about blood.
I was
you?
Thinking number two. An accident.
They can cause that too. All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three, including a couple of NFL stories today. Did you hear about the NFL GM that got suspended? We will tell you why coming up. Also a big deal in the NFL, maybe good news for the Cowboys in the NFL, and we'll get you set for the All-Star game tonight. Kevin's got a one and done coming up for you as well. It is Tuesday. If you missed anything from Big 12 Media Days, check out hornfm.com and go to the podcast for Bucky and Aaron, for the Midday Show, and for the Rodcast. This is The Horn. Rolling through a Tuesday. Hope you're having a good one. I remember, since it's Tuesday, this is the day each week we pick that Whataburger ticket winner. So go to hornfm.com, get yourself set up for that. You could win Round Rock Express tickets, courtesy of Whataburger and 104.9 The Horn. Check out hornfm.com for all the details on that. What you got here, Brian?
Dick Dale.
Dick Dale. Sounds like a...
It does. Whatever you're going to say, it does.
No, it sounds like a Stan Lee character. Stan Lee is famous for having the double alliteration.
Okay.
The same name, first and last, Peter Parker, and that kind of stuff. There's tons of them out there. Dick Dale sounds like the real name of like a superhero he would create.
And I think it's because of the alliteration, same alliteration that we had in the 85 World Series, but I feel like Dick Dale would have played on the Royals.
Maybe.
The 85 Royals.
First base, maybe?
Relief pitcher.
A reliever.
I was going to say, yes, a reliever with some funky stuff and not a lot of velo.
A beard.
But it's dropping down. A beard. Couple felonies. Pending.
A beard, some felonies.
Pending.
And a little velo. That's all
an
you need.
An alcohol problem.
No, without a doubt.
And you got to have an alcohol problem. All right. There.
You know Dick Dale, right?
There it is. I don't know Dick Dale.
You've seen Pulp Fiction, right?
I've seen Pulp Fiction.
You know, the surf guitar rock, Miserlou, that song that starts the...
Yeah.
That's Dick Dale.
Oh, that's Dick Dale. Okay.
The King of Surf Rock is from
Dorchester, Massachusetts. The one where Uma Thurman does the fingers and that whole thing?
No, that's...
that's not Dick Dale, is it?
Chubby Checker?
Yes, that is Chubby Checker. You're right.
You got your soundtracks now.
It surely does a Mademoiselle. That's Chubby Checker.
I like that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a weird movie, but a good movie.
Oh, my God. It is a strange one. It is wood. It's good, though. That's one of the best... I think that's one of the best Tarantino films.
What other Tarantino films are really good?
The ones that he didn't direct.
My favorite is Reservoir Dogs. I've always liked that one.
That is a good... I've seen that. It's a good movie.
Django Unchained made me physically ill, but it is a good movie.
Never saw that.
Very, very heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And both Kill Bills, I think, are good.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are my favorites.
I've been told I need to see the first one for sure.
Kill Bill Volume 1?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a ride.
That's what I was told.
And not to use another movie title, but I will. There Will Be Blood. You realize that, right?
I assume
a little
that.
Bit of a bloody movie in Kill Bill Volume 1. Not so much in 2, but definitely in 1. All right, let's get you the big 3 and tell you what happened today.
The big 3.
Obviously, you got media days up in the Big 12. They rounded those out. Tom Herman says the decision on who will call offensive plays has not been made yet. And Mike Gundy says he has made his decision on starting quarterback, at least for now. He says the guy going into August will be Taylor Cornelius, the 6'6 senior from Bushland, Texas. Population 130. Kid from a small town is going to take over. 6'6. He has to like that part.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't like the part. Maybe it'll motivate him, and he knows this is reality anyway. Whenever if you ever get any promotion, and as they're explaining the promotion and trying to kind of give you love for the promotion, they just say you've been around a long time,
right? You're just experienced.
Yeah, he knows the office. We really don't want to have to re-explain the Stapler thing and all that.
He knows the
and
system.
The water cooler,
not the office, Kevin.
Mondays.
He knows the system.
Okay,
he knows the playbook.
No, but I'm saying here, if you promoted someone. Go, well why, right. Why did Chad get that job? Been here a long time. There's no other qualities you want to bring up first? No, he's the guy for the job.
He did say he knows the system.
I mean, geez. I know, but knowing the system is he's been around.
It could just be that he's slightly worse than Mason Rudolph. You don't know. Mason could be a 10. He could be an 8.5.
So that was a real competition last year, huh?
Maybe. Maybe. Probably not.
See what I'm saying, though, when you hear that?
I know. And some people, like Trey Elling last hour, said that while some coaches know who their quarterback is, people think, and then aren't telling you, Gundy might have gone the opposite way. He doesn't know, but he decided to pick the experienced guy to tell you that that's his guy. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think you may be right about that.
That was an interesting point that Trey made. I'll give him credit for that one.
That's right. Trey brought it up.
Yeah.
The one guy who the one guy who did claim it. May actually be lying.
Maybe shouldn't. Maybe shouldn't. Tonight, it's All-Star Game, 7 o'clock on Fox. Of course, Bryce Harper wins the home run derby last night, 19-18 in the final round. A lot of good drama. They have definitely got that home run derby fixed out. Fixed. Almost just take out the stupid thing about you got to let the ball hit the ground. Let the dad or the brother or the BP coach.
As many swings as you want.
Oh, man. Let's
just go. Just go.
Go circus time.
Have fun.
That's the point. That's 18 more homers than they've ever had. 221 combined last night.
Did you see Mendoza in the heels make the catch in the outfield? She was hanging out there with Mookie Betts. That's pretty impressive.
I saw them head out there, but I never saw her make a catch. She made a catch in those
heels?
They
didn't highlight it. You had to be watching.
Oh, my God.
It was in the background.
Good for her. That's
in heels.
In heels. That is impressive. NFL stuff today. Randy Gregory reinstated with the Cowboys on a conditional basis. We'll see if that sticks. They say he's done a lot of work to get back, and he's had a lot of time. So hopefully he's gotten his life together. Rams extend Brandon Cooks all the way through 2023. 5-year, $80 million extension. Receivers will bitch in the NFL, but not Brandon Cooks for the next 5 to 6 years.
I hope not. That's a good deal.
I would assume not.
They showed some trust after he came in and busted his ass in the OTAs. McVay likes what he sees, and I think it's a good signing for them. Really good signing.
Also in the NFL, a story where you don't want to hear the word extreme, the Cardinals have suspended general manager Steve Keim for 5 weeks and fined him $200,000 after he pleaded guilty to extreme DUI. On Tuesday.
Oh, I saw this.
The league will not impose an additional punishment. This happened on July 4th. The blood test was 193.
Jesus.
Just short of a super extreme DUI. An extreme DUI in Arizona is a BAC of 0.15 to 0.19. Their legal limit is just like ours. It's 0.08.
Arizona's pretty hard on this, and as they should be, but 0.193, I mean, that's just any state.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot. Hopefully he'll learn from that. And but they have suspended him, and they said obviously they can't have Can't have that in your GM.
So baseball is, I guess they're trying to get closer to basketball here. We get on some of the basketball guys for some of the suits they wear. Baseball, I think they're trying to outdo him, some of these guys.
What are we doing, red carpet for the All-Star game?
I mean, Amsinger's as big a douchebag as mankind has ever put out there, and I know that personally. So he doesn't count with his yellow. That fits his personality. But Bryce Harper, come on.
Yeah, that's a little out there.
There's people driving around right now. Oh, Harper may be up there, too.
Right,
Harper's very, you either love him or hate him.
I expect that he's going to wear something like that, honestly. I'm not surprised he's wearing that. At least it's a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there anything to Bryce Harper and Scott Boras with the $300 million man, even though he wants to be that, saying, I'm going to try and get in on a little bit of the NFL anti-U.S. stuff with all the American...
Oh, I see.
I don't think it was that. I just heard that, but I don't think it was that because I think it was more, this has turned into a global event and guys are backing up their country as much as they are their league or their team. So when Javi Baez is in there, you saw a bunch of AL guys from Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
where he's from, and Kyle Schwarber, like talking to him, kind of pumping him up.
Right.
We saw the Astros as a team come out there, but I think it was more Harper saying, all right, you know, I know they're going to have the Dominican flag out there and all the different flags. This will be my American flag.
And they're in the nation's capital.
So there's enough stuff there.
Right. This isn't live, correct? It's 637. There's no way that's Max Scherzer right now.
No, this
isn't
live. I saw this earlier.
Whew, that's good news. He'd have to really sprint. All right. Coming up, Kevin's got a little one and done for you. First off, let me remind you again about those Harry's razors. Limited time. New customers saving real big with the code CHADH at harrys.com. I'm going to get that good shave going for the Tom Herman meet and greet tomorrow. Got a little scruffy going on. I'm just going to make sure, get a good hairy shave.
Should I shave?
Before tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, I may. If I do, I'll go Harry's. I'll at least clean up with it.
I mean, you can get away with not shaving more than I can.
I don't know why you say stuff like that. You absolutely can get away
with
it.
Well, you have better facial hair. When you have facial hair, it looks purposeful. Me, it looks like I got a condition.
That's a big compliment, because you know me, with most of the things that I put out there with appearance, they're not purposeful.
Right, I know it's not.
Right, I appreciate
but
it.
But it does look like you mean to do it.
That's awesome.
I look like I fell asleep somewhere.
I think it's cool that I'm that guy
when
in someone's eyes.
Yeah. Remember, great shave means a great blade. They've got the best blades out there, and their cartridges are just $2 each. So get on in, find out how great they are. Limited time only. You're getting $5 off the shave set with the code CHADH at harrys.com. So you're getting the starter set. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code CHADH at harrys.com. So join over a million guys. Millions of guys now. They said over a million, then it was two, and then it was three. Over millions and millions of guys. Join them all who've switched to harrys.com. Go and use the code CHADH at checkout to claim your offer, harrys.com.
That thing, the last time I did shave my beard, you want to call it that,
mm-hmm.
a couple weeks ago, was it, that thing, boy, it mows through it.
Yeah, it does. Does great work. Love it.
It is a serious razor.
Love that Harry shave, and you will too. Check them out at harrys.com. All right, let's see what we got in one and done today. One and done, Tuesday. And
I don't like one and done. I've said it. I think there's a couple things people may not understand.
I don't think it's not prepared. An indictment for it.
Always, when Trey's not
like
here, you can bring it
we
out.
Want one and done. Always the president's prepared. Made that
only
very
Trey.
Clear.
One
treat you
and
like a 4-year-old.
Done.
One and done, baby.
There it is. Woo!
It's one and done. With Bob Dunn's son. There it is. It's one and done. With Bob Dunn's son. Kevin Doon.
Even Bryce Harper's headband calls him Cabin Dune. It's brought to you by Texas Card House, Austin's premier poker club, featuring tournaments and cash games 7 days a week starting at noon. Now with Rudy's catered in on Saturday nights, check out TexasCardHouse.com. Here is the Funk Master himself. He'd play the sax solo if he could.
Oh, God, I would.
Kevin Dunn.
And I couldn't if I spent the next 80 years. Every single day, if I worked on it, there's no way. No, I won't be around in 80, but it wouldn't happen. I don't have that gene. I don't have it in me.
If I could have you perfectly learn any instrument, what is it?
Piano.
Okay.
I didn't hesitate on that, did I?
It's a good place to start, yeah.
I always said I would force my kid, if I had a kid, especially a boy, too, to learn how to play the piano.
Because you don't think girls should play piano in public?
No, absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
I absolutely think girls should play the piano. Okay. I think more young girls play the piano.
Ah.
At least from my experience, that was the case. And guys would be like, it's gay, like little boys would. It's like, no, it's not. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just like being gay can be awesome, too, Chad. Don't give me that look.
Darn right. That wasn't the look. That wasn't the look.
No, no. But I'd have him play the piano and also be able to throw a baseball.
Yeah, it's a good combo.
You got one out of two with your 11-year-old daughter right now.
That's true.
Learn how to throw a softball.
She can throw it pretty well.
What about piano?
Not piano, though. We haven't gotten her an instrument. We probably should.
No piano at all.
We're falling behind.
You're no fine. Piano. Don't listen to Trey because he's going to have the 4-year-old on chopsticks.
Before you start talking, how about Manny Machado with no shirt on? You approve of this? No socks, no shirt. He's wearing a suit with a necklace with a big old chain like he had last night, but he's got no shirt.
The suit doesn't fit.
No shirt, no socks.
It doesn't fit. You're right about that. It's
wait a minute. The coat is too big and the pants are too small.
And the sleeves are too short.
What is going on with this thing?
You got to be kidding me.
Come on, Manny.
I just picked this up from the dry cleaners, and
I'm telling you, they are taunting all of us. Now the NBA guys have got the baseball guys taunting us. They're taunting the rest of us, saying, look, our bodies are so good, we can wear anything.
Yeah, I give some of the NBA guys, some of them, some excuses. The 19-year-old who walks in, come on, Manny, what are you, 25?
He's been around.
He's been around a little bit.
You're right.
It's not good. And tonight's going to be, it's going to be what it is. But today for us was a good day, obviously, just to kind of get ready for Big 12 football, kind of get us all in that mindset, something we're going to try and do as we count down to kickoff. 46 days away.
46.
Malik Jefferson away. For the most part, Chad, everything I heard today, I'm fine with. I'm kind of like you and a lot of our listeners, at least the ones that have texted in. There's only so much good or bad you can take out of a day like this. But I do take the whole play calling thing. That is, you started the show off with that, and that is what's going to be in my mind. If you ask me in a year, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember he talked about that then, and they ended up, he was calling plays or hand or Beck or whatever. I think that is something that Texas fans will continue to think about, continue to somewhat worry about until we have a resolution, until we have an answer. And that's what a lot of college football and really the Big 12 is this year. There seem to be teams with more questions than answers. Or maybe they have more answers than questions, but they have more questions than they usually do, like Oklahoma. There's not one team in the Big 12 this year that if they finish third or worse, that would surprise me.
Hmm. Yeah.
If Oklahoma finished third or worse, that's not stunning. Things can happen for that to happen.
No, not stunning. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't say stunning. I've seen that defense play recently, and Kyler Murray's not enough of a sure thing.
No.
Apparently he's not even sure enough of a sure thing to call him the quarterback right now.
Yeah, you talked about that, and you would have seen him more than all of us. I saw him in mop-up time in Norman, and then I did watch some of the spring game. E. Hogan was right. Spring game, you talked about it's 40 mile-per-hour winds.
Yeah, maybe, that's fair.
That can throw off a lot of things. But I still need to see it from him. And I need to definitely see it from their defense. That I don't buy. I buy Lincoln Riley and his brain. I think I know where Mike Stoops is right now.
The other thing that you want to see, since he was a transfer in a year where they had this incredible leader at quarterback, like how do they follow him? If it's him, if it's Kyler Murray, what's he like? That's one thing Aggie fans couldn't tell you.
Right.
I can't tell you exactly because it was you know, one part this, one part that. Those were two quarterbacks.
That felt Sims Applewhite-y.
Well, it was him and Kyle Allen, and Aggie fans thought we were going to get plenty of time to deal with both of those guys. Kyle Allen would probably go first, and then you'd get, you know, you get Kyler in there because of an injury. Kyler was forced to play before maybe they were ready, but it never, you never felt like it was his team. So I don't even know what that looks like. Kyler Murray, it's his team. He's the guy. How do they follow him? They've got to figure some of that stuff out.
Well, Aaron said it earlier, and he's right. There's no doubt, no matter how good Kyler Murray is, and maybe I'll eat these words, but there's about a 0.0001% chance that I'll have to because of how good Baker Mayfield was. There's going to be at least a little bit of a drop-off at that position, right?
Has to be. Which brings me to the question of, are we going to see games where you have to score 35-42 and that defense doesn't bail you out? You know, the defense gives up too much because, again, against Georgia, they needed 53 to win that game. That's not fair to Baker Mayfield. So what are they going to make Kyler score?
35-14 or whatever, and it's...
Right.
And we all thought, I remember thinking, this isn't over.
No, I knew.
It's not over.
You're right, absolutely. All right, coming up, we'll get you one last thing and then get out of here on a Tuesday, All-Star Game Tuesday. This is The Horn. Just about done on a Tuesday. What you got, Brian?
Fishbone.
I never saw Fishbone live.
You know Fishbone?
Had to be a show. I know Fishbone. Dude with the big mohawk. Is that Fishbone? Right? Funky, cool, kind of...
Heavy metal / the beginnings of ska.
Yeah, that's
this is that? This is heavy metal?
Kinda. There's some of the other songs, like driving guitars and stuff like that.
They were all over the place in a good way.
Yeah, if you're saying they have all that, then they are, because I'm not hearing that here. But I've heard bands like that before where they're all over.
Yeah. So tonight, the MVP of the All-Star Game, I think, is getting a badass vet. I saw a vet sitting behind him on the red carpet. They're showing a guy from Chevy right now. There's some badass Chevy that's involved tonight.
That's a new Mustang, isn't it, right there? But I think you're right. I think it is a vet. But
right. Well, Mustang would be a Ford. That is a...
Oh, you're right.
I'm not sure what that was.
Was that a Chevy,
that's
too,
like
right
a Camaro
there?
Or something.
Camaro,
I think
okay.
That may be, some badass stacked-up Camaro, but I saw a really souped-up-looking vet, a white vet behind them.
Nice.
Looks pretty nice. So I'm guessing that might be the MVP's car tonight. If you're just jumping in, obviously a lot of football today. 46 days away from Texas and Maryland. But we've also mixed in baseball. You had the home run derby last night, which was incredible. Tonight, All-Star Game, they hope, is half that good. Also, if you're a basketball fan, we did mention this. Next week in Vegas, Kawhi Leonard might give it a try at the U.S. National Team minicamp, maybe just to show he's healthy. But if you're a Spurs fan, don't look too much into it. There's still, all reports still are.
The band's coming back together, right?
Oh, no. The reports are still that he wants out.
Oh.
He's not going to
play. Even though Popovich is the head coach.
Right.
So he wants to prove he's healthy so much that a guy he's avoided, he's going to go ahead and deal with.
Yeah, see, it doesn't make, when you say it out loud like that, I would think, well, why is he going to do that? He could do that in a team workout. Why would you go to the U.S. national team camp?
Once you say that out loud, then it makes it, why do you have to do that to prove it?
Yeah, when I first read it, I'm like, huh? That doesn't make any sense. That just, because then you play on the U.S. national team.
Yeah.
That doesn't make, that's just weird.
It doesn't make sense. Speaking of NBA, we're obviously not talking a lot about the NBA now, because why would you? Don't forget about the Lakers in the Summer League Championship game tonight. Come on, just one plug for the Lakers. We gave you your plug.
There it is.
The Summer League Championship, then I may tune in.
They have a championship game for that?
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Wait, is this the thing that Becky Hammon was coach for and they won the championship? I think that's what it is, right?
I think it's that.
Okay. The summer league. All right.
Michael Phelps' mom wants to know, why do millionaires need a free car?
Why do millionaires? Well,
that's a fair question.
You know, that's kind of like the thing you've brought up about if two millionaires go eat at a restaurant and the restaurant doesn't make them pay.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, why do you do? It's just, it's part of. It's part of privilege and perks and all that stuff.
Plus this make the couple who goes in there and is sweating it not pay.
So what you're saying is Chevy should give this car to some random fan instead of the baseball player?
Maybe not a random fan. Maybe a military member who's in attendance.
There you go.
Chad.
That's a good, good idea.
Yeah. Or, well, and some of these guys do, too. I think some of these guys have given these away.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't want to pay the taxes on it.
Tom Brady gave it to a teammate. Remember that? The year they won the Super Bowl? He knew deep down that Malcolm Butler should have gotten the MVP, so he gave him the car.
That was pretty big time, man.
Yeah, darn right. It was a truck that year, too. So All-Star game coming up tonight. There was a couple texts here I wanted to look. Oh, somebody sent us a text, said Maryland's entire starting offensive line is returning. Hope our defensive line is up to the task.
I hope they are too, and I just hope it's not one of those the few systems that can be kryptonite, or at least can cause Todd Orlando's new system and the system he's been running problems. We know that Navy does that against that type of system. At least it did at Houston traditionally. It's different than Navy system. I get that, but they do some weird jet sweep. Quarterback sweep, quarterback run, design run with option elements in there. So just make sure P's and Q's and motivation shouldn't be a problem. I mean, we got Charles Omenihu in here, and we'll go give him thanks right now as we say one last thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. One last thing.
They're aware, right? They're aware that Maryland took it to him last year and that they got to completely turned that performance around.
Yeah, we asked him a few days ago about, have you checked out Maryland yet? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was kind of going back, tracing it back of how long he's been thinking about Maryland, watching film, going over it. I think they've got their attention.
And I think he said the same thing. He's like, man, their offensive line's underrated. He said their talent's underrated. So just hearing that as a Texas fan, I thought, okay, there's some natural respect there from a senior.
A good early test for the Longhorns. 46 days away from that Texas and Maryland game. Bucky and Aaron tomorrow morning at 6 with a full recap of everything they saw at Big 12 Media Days the last couple. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, normal time, 3 o'clock, over at UT for the Tom Herman meet and greet. Scheduled to talk to Tom Herman in the 6 o'clock hour tomorrow, so be sure to check us out.
See ya!
Nah, get chuckin', Joaquin.